The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I am really inspired by a story of an environmental attorney who dared take a stand against big business. And it's not any business, it's DuPont. He fought hard to take him down, and he didn't stop until he won. Look at all the politicians who say, we're fighting for you, but they're in the pocket of Wall Street and the corporations that make financial gains while they're sacrificing the safety of the American people. If you care about the air that you breathe, water that you drink, and food that you eat, visit projectblindsided.com and join the movement today. That's projectblindsided.com.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
But let me share something about my mother's suicide. I didn't know my mother was suicidal. None of us kids knew that she was suicidal. But my grandparents did. My aunt did. And they had encouraged her to get help, etc., etc. And she apparently, in the last year of her life, had threatened this a lot, and the family had done everything that they could, and she wouldn't take any of the advice, and she wasn't doing what she was supposed to do. And one day, she went over to my aunt's house, and my aunt was very frustrated with my mother, and she said, my mother said, you know, Joanne, I'm just going to do it. And my aunt looked at my mother and said, you know what, Mary, then just do it. Now, that's not what her advice was. Her advice the whole time was seek help, get help. We're here for you, but you have to change your life. She was tired of hearing what she thought was an empty threat just to, what, gain sympathy or whatever. She didn't understand it. My aunt carried that around for decades after my mother died because my mother committed suicide about, four or five days later. And my aunt immediately thought, oh my gosh, and I told her to do it. No, sweetheart, you didn't. You didn't. You said something very human in a moment of frustration with a sister who had been threatening to do it for a long time and you supported for years.
And that's a different thing than we're talking about.
Totally different. Mm-hmm. So I understand because partly I am afraid that you have a moment like that and anybody could be blamed for it. And that's not what we're talking about. This is somebody who over months was encouraging. Now, the second part of his argument is where it gets dangerous. And it gets dangerous because we no longer have a right and wrong. We no longer have a moral foundation for our country and for us as humans. We can't agree on what is right and wrong. So we need the judge to do it. And don't think that there will be people that will use this case to make all kinds of points. And here's where David French makes sense.
He says, second, the First Amendment implications are real with this verdict. Carter's actions, the girl's actions, were reprehensible, but she was sharing with him thoughts and opinions that he may have found persuasive, but had the capacity to reject. A legal argument that renders otherwise protected speech unlawful because it actually persuades would blast a hole in First Amendment jurisprudence. When a young man dies, especially under these circumstances, the desire to hold someone accountable is entirely understandable. But the law can't and shouldn't try to right every wrong. Michelle Carter should go free. That's his argument. Now, I mean, because you can think about this in the perspective of what happened last week. You know, let's just say the other way it happened. A crazy right-wing person who was influenced by all sorts of right-wing propaganda.
They'd be using this case to go after people. Let's say instead of Rachel Maddow, he was listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
This case to go after me.
Your speech, if he had called in and you had talked to him and encouraged him to take action, and even though it wasn't violent action, they would use that. They will take this.
Well,
this
let's use this
standard
for despicable,
and move it past
let's
this.
Use this as true despicable speech on the so-called right. Alex Jones and Ping Pong Pizza.
Yeah.
Or the woman who went up and, what does she do, threaten the life of one of the Newtown parents?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from Florida.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, a woman from Florida who said she was listening to Alex Jones and he had, quote, encouraged her to go up and take care of these lying Newtown parents. Well, doesn't he play some role? In all honesty, yes. But don't we have free choice? Yes. So what is the answer?
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.